Dun, boom, 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 Happy Yule, everyone. It is Nightmares here. How are we doing? We all good? I need to get the Millennial Worst stream going. And yeah, I've got to wish you all a little Merry Christmas message. Let me just go get it for you. Let's have a look. We've got it right here. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone's having a good time. Should be all good. And let's get this party started.
Excellent.
All right.
All right. Hello, Nightmares. I'll just start my camera. So, okay, we've got similarly psychedelic or bisexual lighting in the background, so that's great. I'm going by what JF said about it. So your lighting isn't bisexual, don't worry. It's more sort of transgender, but I really do admire it. Well done on the good job. So hello, Nightmares. Welcome back to Millennial. I think you were first on in 20, or you were on the original in 2015, and then again in 2017, was it, or 2018?
Yep, I don't remember. It's been a few years. I remember I was with you when you first started. You had like 60 page views, but I could tell you were going to do well. It was all good back then. It's all good back now. You survived the Banathon with your charm and
up till
lack
now.
Of psychotic violence, which is it's a pretty good way of not getting banned off YouTube, I think.
Yeah, well, so far, you never know. So I guess some people will be remarking on the fact that your hair isn't as prominent, as long as it was back when you had the dreadlocks and all that. So would you like to explain your change in image?
No, it's perfectly fine. I've just got a short haircut as well. It's all right. Good. Who cares about my hair? It's like genocide. No, we must talk about Nightmares and hairstyle. That's what really matters, right?
Okay. All right, excellent.
I can't see the comment sections just yet. I need to sort that out.
Okay, it should be there. You should be able to see it.
Okay, let's get this sorted.
Here in StreamYard. Okay, so someone says it was definitely on in 2017. So for some reason, I didn't have you on in 2018. Well, I apologize, Nightmares.
That's fine. You're a busy guy. It's all good. So, yeah. Wow, a lot of stuff's going on. Trump got elected since you started the channel. All sorts of crazy stuff. Trump's been impeached or he hasn't been impeached. Like, it's all a bit tricky, really.
I think he's being impeached. But I don't really know what it even means to be impeached. Does it mean that this president is put on trial? I'm not even sure. I've become quite detached from the whole American thing, I have to say.
It's hard to really know. There's only been three presidents ever impeached. One of them, he got rid of a general. Like, he got rid of a bloody general, right? And people are like, no, this guy was put in office. And then they found out, no, it's okay, he got rid of it. The other one was Bill Clinton with his, oh, I didn't have sex with that woman or that underage child on the Leader of Respect. There was that guy, right? But what exactly is Trump being impeached for? It's like no one seems to be in whites.
Can anyone help us out here in the live chat? What are the grounds?
Madness.
Yeah. So people are just talking about disco just now because if you're lighting, it's very popular. And of course, are those the original shades that you had on in 2015?
I do believe they are. I do believe they are the same ones. Right. The same hat as well, of course.
And the hat,
Of course, it's my gaming hat.
do you have to put it on in order to game, or does it not work so well if you don't have the hat on?
I'm in the top like 2% instead of the top 1% without the hat, mate.
Okay. Part of the whole image. Well, I have to say, I've gone through some number of dressing gowns. Some people sometimes seem to think that this is the original one, and it's not. This isn't even a dressing gown; it's a kind of shawl. I think I've had three, four, maybe definitely three in the time of the channel.
Comfy wears, comfy wears. Just snuggle up, be like, oh, dreaming of a white Christmas. Is that where it is? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, indeed, indeed. So what else should we? What is it that you want to talk about? I asked you to come on and deliver white pills. So much.
Oh, white pills. Oh, I think I got some. It should be good. I mean, I don't know which way to start. I guess the absurdity of it all is just getting to people. You know, the absurdity of it all. It's getting to people. That's what the whole clown world thing is about,
isn't it?
Yeah, it has been. Like, it turns out people are a little bit protective of their children when it's, you know, training story time, and they expose themselves to this, you know, 5-year-olds. It's just, they don't take it well. They don't want to hear about how they need to be more tolerant, strangely enough. Who knew? Right, so if they're going to keep making mistakes like that, happy days, mate, happy days. Generally, things are looking up. Things are looking good. Like, it's if you're looking for bad news, you'll find it, right? But if you're looking for good news, you'll find it. And sometimes you can find it in the same piece of news as well. Sometimes you can see it in the same piece of news as well. Could you narrow it down? Maybe, do you want to talk about America? Do you want to talk about Europe? I mean, like, let's keep it on
Europe, since I think we're not. Neither of us is perhaps.
Well, I have actually been there. Get us help here.
Yeah. apparently, it's abusing his authority as president, etc., etc. It's why Trump is being impeached. I mean, what the hell? They're just. All right. Okay. So. Okay. Let's talk about Europe then. Nightmares and. Perhaps especially Britain.
Well, I was going to say the French aren't taking it well, are they? The French are not taking the French thing. What is it? I can't remember what week protest they're on. Is it 40? 45 or something? Like, they're rocking it. They're rocking with the French protests.
Oh, yes.
Turns out Macron may have rigged the election. Just gonna put that out there as a conspiracy theory. What's the British version? Is it, you know, burning things in the street? Is it mass protests? Is it people losing their hands, their eyeballs? But no, it's having a cup of tea and complaining about the Labour Party so much that we vote Tory instead. That is the British equivalent of the French protesting on the street that much.
They're saying it's 60 weeks. Someone in the live chat is saying it's more like 60 weeks.
60 weeks, that's crazy. They're like, oh no, when will the white resistance happen? When will people rise up? Like, mate, 60 weeks ago, yeah, it seems to mostly be white people in the French protests. It seems to be that they don't like anti-white racism.
Someone's saying nightmares.
Because they're white.
Someone's saying nightmares underestimates the French protesters. The yellow vests have been at it since at least November 2018.
Jeez, a year. Oh, man, the economy. No wonder food prices are going up in Britain. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a white pill. It depends how you look at it. Is it anarchy, chaos? It's certainly difficult, especially for working in anti-terrorism. You don't want people to get hurt if you're a decent guy and just working within the security services and stuff. But, like, in terms of, it's been a long time coming for some resistance, to be honest, man. It's been a long time coming with some resistance. I mean, I decided to. Did we sort out the screen sharing thing so I could do a bit of my globe trotting?
Yes, but I've just put you on solo just now, Nightmares. It looks quite nice. It looks better when you're centered, as it does with me, incidentally. I think most people would agree
that this is a handsome face.
But I will leave it on you for now. So,
all right, hello. Right, we are then. Well, I mean, what can I say? So I've never used the software before. So is the screen sharing right now with the Google Map? Is it sharing with the Google Map thing? Let's see if we can get this. There we go. Fantastic. Right, let's see if that's working. It is. Now, I love to, like, a lot of people think verbally. Nothing wrong with thinking verbally. I'm more of a visual kind of guy. I like to think visually. Got very high visual IQ, if I do say so myself. And I like looking at things from this kind of bird's eye view. From when you zoom out and you see the world. And you undistort the world, because who wants a distorted picture? You want the world. Little planet floating in space. There we have it. I think it works out that way. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, man, I feel like I've got a spaceship already. And yep, that's accurate, by the way. It's got the sun in the background there. It's very nice. It's a wonderful website, web designs to Google. Got to admit, the you know, individuals at Google really put effort in. But let's change the zoom in. So I think a good thing is to understand the context of Europe, right? To have a bit of a white pill. And the white pill is that we have been at each other's throats and one of the most warlike races on the planet because everyone's fighting over what's essentially the good spots on the planet, right? You may notice, you know, if you look at all these arbitrary lines, that they're kind of green. There's a green sort of theme going on here, right? You know, Britain used to be the breadbasket in the Roman times and stuff like that. And you've got France and you've got Berlin and Germany, right? And basically, the way I kind of view it is that it's kind of like the trinity of Europe is you've got London, you've got Paris, you've got Berlin. Oh, my cat's going crazy.
Oh, my God.
You're all right, mate.
Cat Mayer's going to make an appearance.
He seems all right for now.
All right.
Anyhow, getting distracted by a cat. Anyhow, so you've got London, and London is basically the trade hub of Europe. London is the trade hub of Europe, and that is one of its financial strength. France and Paris is the breadbasket of Europe. It's where most of the food has been produced. And Germany, with Berlin, is the industrial center of Europe. Now, there's a rough approximation, there's exceptions, etc., etc., but that is generally the way it works. And within, you know, the European Union was a lot stronger when you got all those three things kind of working together in tandem. That is, if there was to be a European superpower, don't think it's the EU, obviously, we're leaving, apparently. Apparently, we're leaving on April the 1st, 2020. We'll see how it goes. That basically is, you know, pick two of them. Pick France and Germany versus Britain, and you've got one of the big wars of Europe. Pick England and France, so Britain and France versus Germany, you've got another great war, right? Pick Germany and Britain versus France, you've got a Napoleonic war. This is how it is. And it's the green area. And so, like, there is a bit of a white pill that we do. If we just defend or at least have it survive within this area, we kind of do have a bit of an advantage. Even with global warming, it's still kind of green. And it's interesting to look at, like, geopolitics that way. I spend a lot of time sometimes meditating on Google Earth like this and just looking at the environment and trying not to see the lines of the countries and trying to see, like, you know, what effect this mountain range has on geopolitics. My cat is going completely mental.
Does he disagree?
I don't know.
You're raising an objection to your geopolitical analysis.
I don't know. He's looking. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! I think he's about to try and jump. I'm going to have to lock him away because he's going to mess with me. Give me a sec. I'm sorry about this, guys. Bloody cats! The bloody cats! Come here! Come here, you fluffy little guy!
He's so
big.
Hello.
Oh man. Okay. I got well distracted by my own cat. Oh my god, how embarrassing you am! I'm talking about things on live stream.
Sorry.
Cat does not give a damn. Cat does not care about the internet.
I don't know what to say. It's most unprofessional of the cat to interrupt like that. But thank you for dealing with it. And now we're back. We'll go back to the previous setup, which is you with the map. So here we go.
Oh, my God. Did someone spot that I've got no trousers on? Oh, my God. Oh, well, who gives a damn?
I don't think so. Oh, no. Someone says he's wearing boxers. Lol.
You know what? I want the fresh feeling, mate. It's fine.
It's fine. It's hot in that disco.
Let's get this serious now. So yeah, basically that's the situation. And you can see how close we are to Africa. You can see how close we are to bloody Africa.
That's pretty fucking serious.
Yeah, and also you may notice something. Works. You mean knows? Like, I want to answer the question. What color is like that section of the map?
Yeah, it's a sort of sandy, yellowy brown.
All right, what about that? What about that section?
Orange, peach. That section. More deeper orange.
Okay. Well, what about this whole section?
It's an amazing mix of brown and orange.
Inhospitable. Bit of a wonder. Maybe all the people who like inhabit these areas, maybe they want these areas.
Ah, the verdant open space of Europe. Yes.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Just maybe. Maybe that's a bloody case.
Mm.
And maybe that's not that far a gap. It's not the biggest distance in the world, is it now, really?
No, it's not as big a distance as one might prefer.
No. We've got the most important area in the entire planet, apparently, according to some religions. That's the most important spot ever.
Yeah.
My opinion. My opinion, that bit is way more important.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Kind of this whole area, really, to be honest. I have a preference, as far as I'm concerned.
I think you might be at odds with the leadership of YouTube when you say that, but go ahead.
Yeah, and, I don't know. I'm like, who's going to get us into space? Is it going to be this area or this area? Or maybe bloody this area, to be honest. I mean, bloody hell, man. China. You know, they have. Did you know when they went to the moon, which the media has not made a big deal of the Chinese successes? Did you know that they grew a small plant inside a little tiny thing inside the machine that landed on the moon? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did that. They claim that America never landed on the moon. I can see why people have that conspiracy theory. I don't think it's true. I don't think if you can get a big, heavy satellite into orbit, you know, at a further distance than the moon is, then I think we can get some men to land on the moon and come back. Like, I don't think that's really, you know, it's like, oh, the camera looks a bit weird. Well, mate, it's minus 250 degrees on this side of the camera, and it's like plus 250 degrees on the other side of the camera because there's no atmosphere and you're exposed to the raw power of the sun. Like, I think the picture might be a bit distorted. So, yeah, that's what I think of that. I think they did actually land on the moon. But there's something about that that's really amazing. Give credit to the Chinese. Like, they're basically our competitors with their racist, socialist nation. They did that. There's something inspiring about that. A little green, little tiny sapling just growing on the moon. And it's like, damn it, we could have done that, man. Like, don't you agree? Like, if we didn't have our problems, we could have done that. We could have done that 10, 20 years ago, man.
Yeah, yeah. Makes you wonder why we haven't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, like, when World War II happens, all of these areas were like rubble, even more rubble, like lots of fucking rubble. And there was like loads of the Marshall Plan or something to rebuild it all. But I don't know what it is. No one's sure of the exact calculation, but how many Marshall Plans have been pumped into Africa to make Africa better, like to make it better. But it's just instead of spending all that money on Africans, we could have spent the last like few decades, we could have spent it on the space program.
Hmm.
Just putting it out there.
That's an idea.
Yeah, it's like, where's my spaceship? You know, where's my spaceship? Where's your spaceship, Woz?
Dude, where's my space program?
Where's my space program, man? Like, the Chinese have got one. Like, where's like what? Oh no, we must look after refugees. Okay.
So some people are asking, what is the point? What are you driving towards?
Just trying to share my worldview. I'm trying to share my worldview and make it a bit funny. And make it a bit funny, make it a bit interesting. Like, I like a bit of geopolitics. Like,
yeah.
See, like, when you actually just look at it, like, I ignore the names and the labels, just see it visually. Like, you can see, like, this line here between, like, Poland going through Ukraine and all that sort of stuff. Like, that's where Russia would love to have a defensive border. Right? That's where Russia would love to have a defensive border. They get a warm water port. Yeah, they got to go through that little tiny gap right there, but you know, that's what they want. As you can see, as you go further east, it gets bigger and bigger and harder to defend as you have more and more lands, especially past that point, especially past this. Oh, and especially past that. It's awful. It's awful for the Russians to do that. So anyone who's wondering, like, oh, why has there been, like, Poland's like, I think someone called it a harpsichord country, like, from all the wars, just going back and forth. It's just like, yeah, I'm kind of musing. I guess it's not too funny, but that's the way it is. Like, I like to meditate. I think I should start a YouTube channel and go into this in more detail. I'm just lightly touching on some of the topics. A lot of people have been telling me I should do a YouTube channel. I might do. I might start that in the 2020s. Maybe on just do it purely on BitChute. I think start giving my opinions about stuff, helping people understand like the context of what's going on and the context of why things matter, why things are important.
Well, I thought that you had a YouTube channel. I linked people to it.
Oh, but I just put a bit of gaming on there, really, to be honest. I never really cared much about it.
Well, I definitely think you could perhaps benefit from having your own platform where you could explain this stuff at your own pace.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It would be good. But anyway, that's enough musing. Let's get rid of the map. Let's get rid of planet Earth for now. We've got to get back to Pantless partying. Should be good. So yeah, some people are saying the Earth is flat. Well, no, mate. The Earth is not flat. Let's not start that again. Oh my God! Do you remember that site where they're like, "Ooh, flat Earth"? Do you remember that one?
Yes, it was a craze. Some people got too much into it. I mean, I remember when it first started and I couldn't believe that people were being serious. But, it did get some people, for sure.
It's like this constant psyops 24/7, you know? It's like there's paid professionals given exorbitant amounts of money, having decades of experience of manipulating people through mass media or fucking something, man. It's like, who knows, right? It's would you want to maintain a population of Europe with its several hundred million without propaganda systems of the most expensive and sophisticated kind? Yeah.
You would do that.
Yeah. I would. It's just I wouldn't like fuck it up so badly. I would drive Europe into the ground, trying to make it into a third world country as fast as possible. But that wouldn't work you out. Maybe I should just be, I don't know, president forever of Europe. I think that'd be quite good.
It'd be pretty strange, I think. A world where you were the emperor.
Look. Spaceships for everyone, okay? That is what we need. Spaceships for everyone.
So, that would be cool. So, if we get to white pills about the future, what would you say in that regard?
White pills for the future. I remember the point that there's like more people, white people alive than there's ever been before. And that's pretty damn true. Like, the fact of the matter is that there's more of them alive. Even though the ratios are getting wacky and things aren't so great in that regard, end of the day, there is more of us. And we weren't the majority of the population when the empires happened. We weren't the majority then, like, but we still managed to be very successful until World War One and Two happened, which is basically when we lost, like, when the whole Christendom collapses and basically might never return, never become dominant again, to be honest. So that's what I think, which is going to upset. I know it's going to upset the Christians, and I don't really want to upset them that much because there's a lot of Christians I've met that I actually quite like. You know, a lot of them have been very reasonable with me, very polite, very easy to chat to, very much, you know, hiding that you're going to burn in hell, you dirty atheist. Or you malformed autist, as one of your other guys said. The irony is I thought, oh man, he's a fellow autist. He's acting like a bit like one. He's a bit Asperger's maybe, and he might not like that. But whatever.
Well, do you have Asperger's?
I have been diagnosed as a higher functioning autist, which means I am actually functional and useful, incredibly useful, in fact, and very good at the things that I do. I'm a bit specialised, but that's what, yes, I'm very good at what I do, and I'm a higher functioning autist. I try not to stick my finger up people's noses.
Yeah. No, yeah, I guess the question is your autism weaponized or not?
Of course it is. Oh God, starve that guy. Give that guy an extra bit of alcohol. And by the way, everyone watching the stream, if you aren't drinking alcohol right now, I'm disappointed in you. You need to be drinking. You need drinking something, whatever it is, whatever your little thing is. Maybe you like a bit of whiskey, maybe you like a bit of mead, maybe you like a bit of coffee.
So let's get the white pills. That's what I brought you on for. You said you were going to go for white pills.
I thought we were making a space empire that was going to take over Europe and then beyond and protect us from the Chinese and everyone else that wants to.
Well, I wish we could, but we can't really do that on a live stream.
It's where it all starts, mate. It's where it all starts. This is the modern world. American Revolution started, you know, some guys that are a pipe. How do you think it starts, folks? I mean, he had loads of people on. You got Jared Taylor. He was pretty awesome. You had Count Dankula. I got kicked from his Discord, which whenever he talks about freedom of speech, I'm just like, but not for me. So you know, but it's okay. It's all right. As long as he lets me have a debate with him sometime. He says, you know, people, you know, if they're really confident, they're not shy away from a debate. It's like, yeah, I'll debate him in front of all of his fans. That'd be fun. You got Sargoyev Kakar on as well. He did quite, he's done well. He's done well. He trimmed his beard. He's good. You know, I didn't see a UKIP flag in the background, but it was all right. He's good. He's a good little gatekeeper. And, yeah, you had lots of cool people on. It's really been an awesome millennial, actually, to be honest with us. It's been really good. There are loads of people made loads of really cool, fun points, man. Really interesting points.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I need a white pill, to be honest, actually. It's the first one that comes to mind, so it's interrupting you. But, like, you are a bit of a white pill, man. Like, I remember when I was saying Red Ice, right? And I saw when the Red Ice came, it was only half an hour, right? And they brought the little kid on, and they had their crappy webcam, you know. And I got a nice little warm, fuzzy, glowy feeling. Right? A little warm, fuzzy, glowy feeling. Kind of like you and your cozy little dressing gown. And I was wondering what that feeling was. And it reminded me of playing Skyrim. It reminded me of playing Skyrim and being in like those big mead halls. Like, that our ancestors used to be in. Where like the men used to all sleep with their king on the same floor. With like, you know, in a hall with like an open fire pit in the middle. That kind of warm community thing, and I think like we can't build communities like in real life, so I think building online communities like the gathering of millennials is really, really quite healthy, actually. It's good. And they brought the little kid, and it's like I felt like I was in like a big Viking town with like several hundred people, and like I'd met them and I chatted to them once or twice. I've seen them around town, you know, buying axes and swords or whatever, and I just wish them well, you know, them and their little kids. And then their little family. I just kind of felt warm, like, you know, we're on this. We may not be like, you know, we don't really know each other that close, but it's a kind of warm, glow feeling.
Yes, it was. Well, that's the whole point. I want to create a sense of togetherness.
Yeah, man, you did. Mission successful, man. Mission successful. I couldn't have done it. Made people laugh, maybe, you know, get them to look up to the stars and remember that you know, they don't have a spaceship, and that's not good. You know, it's like, why don't you have a spaceship? You should have had one by now. Something has gone wrong with our civilization. We should have had them. You know, it should be like your problems should be that you have a secondhand spaceship and like the airlock on the left, it's like jamming and you have to really shove it, you know, really shove it. And then sometimes the right thruster makes a weird noise and you took it to the guy and he's charging way too much. Like that should be the problems you were having. Not problems like, oh great, there's a giant mosque been built in the town. Oh yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Can be a bit of a bummer.
Especially the one I'm in, Cambridge. In Erdogan himself paid a visit in December.
Erdogan?
Yeah.
Well,
Erdogan, I mean, I'm gonna release millions of refugees if you don't do what I say and give me money, Erdogan. Erdogan, like, you know, Islam.
You see, Cambridge, do you see Cambridge becoming a sort of Islamo, an Islamo hotspot?
Well, I mean, I've got to be careful with my words, but it's a big mosque.
Okay, it doesn't cover the whole town, does it?
Seems to cover an area that had a suspicious fire. There was a giant suspicious fire just before it got built. Like,
oh my god!
Yeah.
Right, I see. I see.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've heard crazy things about Cambridge. Like, it's an extreme sort of antifa, lefty, Marxy, waxy town.
They voted in a guy called Daniel Schneider.
Right,
majority basically during like one of Labour's worst ever failures. Ever.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it's a very reliable Labour stronghold.
Yeah. I even tried to be nice to the guy when he knocks on everyone's doors throughout all of Cambridge. Knocks on my door, and I wanted him to help me do something with the whole AI problem, because I have a bit of knowledge in that. Gaming, games, ludology is my speciality. You know, I know what I know about, right? I'm confident that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to specific things, and that includes AI. And I ended up submitting a thing at the time to the AI commission of the government, but it didn't get accepted. It didn't get accepted, unbelievably. I can't believe it. It didn't get accepted because I called out Mark Zuckerberg personally, and they're like, "Oh no, you can't call out anyone personally." And it's like, well, if I was a civil servant doing a professional job for analyzing North Korea, and then someone said, "Well, you got to analyze North Korea, but we're not going to accept your thing if you mention Kim Jong Il." It would be like, "What? Of course I have to mention Kim Jong Il." Like, what? That's a story for another day. Again, that's why I should have my own channel. Maybe sometimes talk about these kind of things. In terms of like Gladibots and the competitive tournament ladder, which is an awesome little game. That kind of happened. Oh man, I'm not doing good with the white pills yet.
Yeah, I know. That's what you're here for.
I know. The white pills. The white pills is that the next generation is absolutely sick of this shit. People are sick of this shit. The current generation voting are absolutely sick of all these things, and times are off. Change is afoot. Change is good. If we keep people, a lot of people have got this thing where it's like, well, if the demographics continue the way they're going, like, you hear this phrase, if things continue the way they're going, it's like, what, have you got this magic orb, have you? Have you got a bit more? Because I've got a magic orb right here. Look, it's amazing. See, I've got a magic orb. It's got the star signs and everything. Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it? It's got star signs and fucking everything, right? So, like, what? Is this going to tell us, oh, yes, the demographics will continue to get worse forever and ever more until you're the only white person working at the local chippy? You know, like, that's not how reality works. Like nothing in history has ever been, like, consistent for, like, even, like, 5 years, man. And with Brexit coming, like, it's pretty chaotic, man. As I said, I think Brexit happened April the 1st, so that'd be good. And to be fair, I'm not putting people down when they say that. Like, there's a lot of evidence for those numbers, and it's likely that they might be true. But again, it's like, you don't know. Don't let that stuff get you down. Don't let, like, the idea that, oh, it's distant, we're going to fail. Like, there's not the number of games I've played where I thought, oh, I'm about to lose. But, you know, I'm going to keep playing, and then I win, right? Doesn't happen always, but, like, it's a thing, right? You don't want to get hammered down like that. And also, it's like a teamwork thing as well, right? Because it's like if everyone was chained together and they had to go swimming, right, they could drown. But if everyone goes for it, if everyone believes that they can win, right, even if one person is fucking, like just gives up, the rest of them could just drag his body to the shore. And then find some way of cutting him his dead weight. So it should be good. As long as everyone's not fat though. Like you've got to at least I've lost over 10 kilograms. Go me.
That is very impressive. So yeah. In terms of white pills, you think the young generation are more based?
Well, yeah, it's inevitable they're gonna be more based. It's inevitable that they're gonna be more Like, it's inevitable that, in fact, the people doing this to us have got exact measurements of like, feeling like the minds with all these sophisticated monitoring systems involving, like, AI monitoring, digital mass data, like, Facebook sells data to the government, Facebook kind of is the government, you know, like it's that's kind of how it is. So they're keeping very subtle touch on what's going on, and a lot of people in government are just doing their jobs, man. Like a lot of people in government are just doing their jobs. Like if you work at Addenbrooke's Hospital or NHS Hospital of any kind, people don't twig. Wait a minute, you are the government. Like you're working for the government. You are the government, right? And the same goes for a lot of jobs out there. So it's interesting. It's interesting that's the case. And when people tweet that, like they are the society. Like they, you know, if you vote for Labour, you are the Labour Party. If you vote Tory, you are the Tory Party. That kind of headspace is true. And I think like once people realise, like it's not that you're, you know, it's not that whites in the distance out there are going to do well, or that white people are waking up as, again, some kind of aspect. It's like you are. If you're white and you have woken up, you are the resistance in a way. You have, even if it's just like your little tiny little game, your little tiny school, your little tiny part of like this massive world that's basically incomprehensible because there's so many people on it. Like you have, if you're here listening to this chat, you are probably someone who has, for whatever path they've gone through, realized that something is up and they need, their survival instinct has kicked in, and you're not the only one. And that is a good thing, man, because it's all about survival and having families and having kids and continuing on to the next generation and surviving and ticking along and making sure we do so forever. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yes, indeed. Well, there definitely needs to be a more can-do attitude.
I'm hearing a lot more of that. I've been in that. I haven't been very politically active at all, really. But yeah, I've been keeping tabs on things and looking at like reading poll every day and, you know, things like that. And yeah, people are a little bit more restless, but they're also more positive, because as you know, things like everyone voting Tory means, well, what, the whole country's racist? Like 75% of the country's racist? Is that what it is? Well, okay, so can we start having some racist laws then? Like enforcing borders, for example. Like that's going to become something people are going to find more palatable, because they're absolutely terrified. Absolutely bloody terrified.
Of the future?
Of the bloody EU and the political class we live under. Nobody turned up to when Trump paid a visit. Trump paid the leader of a country that we apparently, you know, fought the greatest war ever, World War II, you know, that country, you know, remember those guys, America? Like the people who like often speak English, we consume their media. We're quite integrated with America, especially Britain, given speak English, right? The country ends up voting bloody like massive landslide Tory. Trump comes along. Where's the crowd? Where's the crowd? Now you can view that two ways, right? You can view that, oh, no one's supporting, no one's being conservative, no one's agreeing with you. I don't see it that way. I see that as they are absolutely fucking terrified of losing their jobs. Absolutely terrified of having their kids taken away from them. Absolutely terrified of going to jail for questioning what, you know, it starts to even keep track. What's it going to be next month, right? Like, whatever someone decides is offensive. Like, what? Right, absolutely terrified. So even though there's blatantly millions of Trump supporters that, and blatantly of them, you know, at least, I don't know, 3,000 people that could have afforded some time and a train ticket to come down and see Trump at his visit, right? No one turned up. So how do you interpret that? I interpret that as people just keeping their heads down. I interpret that as people just being like, uh-huh, yeah, yes. Oh, yes, Jamal, yes, white people are evil. Yep, slavery in England, yes. Cotton fields in Lancashire, yes, of course, why not? You know, like, yeah, never mind, like, the white people in the, you know, Victorian era, in the coal mines, where the women had to be sent in naked, you know, to barely feed their children.
Somebody's asking.
Dying, you know, they weren't slaves, they were paid.
Somebody's asking, first of all, someone has pointed out that your shadow is an android. I think it's the shadow of the toy robot in the background.
Okay. My soul shining all right. Through.
All right. It does kind of look like that poster of Anakin Skywalker with Darth Vader's shadow. But anyway, all right. So somebody else asked, are you on Adderall just now?
Oh, Adderall. Oh, little dig at ADHD. ADHD is a fictitious disease. No, mate, I'm on coffee because it's bloody, it's like 2:45 in the bloody morning. Yes. And I had been listening to quite a few dry, although very interesting and intellectually stimulating conversations for multiple days with a millennial. So I'm a bit fucking naked. So I downed like a fucking coffee and a half of coffee.
Sorry, I wanted you on towards the end because I thought that would be appropriate. And unfortunately, this was the one that was free. So I'm sorry. It's not
right. It's like grind up a bit of nightmares. A bit of, oh, yes, spaceships. I mean, is
exactly. Exactly.
But I mean, it would only cost $300 billion, as I keep reminding people. $300 billion for it. It's been NASA calculation. Tell your friends. $300 billion. It would mine an asteroid. The asteroid's net worth would be somewhere between $400 billion and $2.1 trillion.
Right,
and that's how much profit we would get if, and that is with our current technology, and that is from a NASA, the actual rocket scientists. I think they know about rockets. Let alone if Elon Musk gets involved. Oh man, you must have seen his new, oh man, I want one, his new truck. Oh, the cyberpunk truck. What?
You mean the Tesla truck thing? That
the awesome truck.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Oh, man, I want that truck.
Yeah, I loved it. It was completely 80s sci-fi.
That's what we always wanted.
Loved it. Yeah, it looked cool as hell. All right, somebody asks, do you believe in hollow earth theory?
What? No, I like science. I'm a bit of a scientist, really. Like, I've loved science since I was a little kid, so I like how things really work in the real world. No, what happens? Oh, my God, are they making me autistically drivel on about the core of the planet's earth? There's it's basically a giant nuclear fission reactor, and it has loads of iron, and because the iron's spinning, it generates a magnetic field that protects us all from dying from the sun's radiation, like Mars, because Mars doesn't have an electromagnetic field. Is that what they're chatting about, or are they just trolling me? Okay.
I don't know, but somebody else trolls you because he asks, what is the future of asteroid mining?
Well, you know, if we all get, if whites get genocided, Chinese people, that is basically the future of asteroid mining, which has infuriated George Soros. George Soros was like trumpeting how great the Chinese were. Oh, yes, the Chinese, they're the future. They understand the progress that Soros will lead the world to. Like, that's what he was that's what he was saying until the Chinese basically, like, you know, tricked him. They tricked him. They kept telling them that thing, like, oh, yes, ha, ha, ha. We believe in social justice. Yes.
And then
what happened, right, is that once they got all the tech from Google for how to monitor their population, they were like, ha, 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 progress. For us, not necessarily progress for you, Mr. Soros. Like, so as a result of that, they screwed him over hard. And he did all these little favors for them, making sure that Google made their little tiny, their robots and their facial recognition cameras and all that good stuff. And, he just screwed him over. So now they have this amazing social credit system, which actually, to be honest, for the Chinese is probably a good thing. Like, it's probably quite good for them. They got a lot of criminals in China. So, like, it's actually, they're doing great. The Chinese are doing amazingly well. They're leaving us behind.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Somebody asks, what do you think about becoming a minority?
I think that we already are one. Globally, we already are one. Becoming, like, some kind of future thing. Like, we already are a minority. I love analyzing the what I call the world game, like, which is basically incredibly hard to understand. It's like 7.6 billion people now, right, across the entire planet. It's quite difficult to understand the whole thing. But basically, imagine like kind of oil and water and all sorts of random stuff put in a blender. That is what a lot of the West is like. And the blender is these artificially enforced economic forces, right? The second that stops blending, the oil and the water do not mix, right? And the vast majority of white people instinctively and the vast majority of non-white people just don't want to mix. Like, not that many people are race mixing in terms of genetics. So, you know, if Macron says everyone will be mixed race, if you know the statistics of race mixing, then you know that what he's saying is that they will be forced. to right. So that's yeah. that's what that means. Or he's totally thinks everyone's going to change their opinion suddenly, which isn't. It's just no evidence of that going to happen. Right. So what we need to do is need to. I think there needs to be more of kind of like be white, like be like, okay, like we're in the same boat. I have more in common with someone in France or Germany, even Russia, who is like mostly white. And I should do a YouTube video about it. But the key thing you guys want to type in, right? You know, when you're not drinking your coffee and having more alcohol to enjoy the nightmare stream, is you want to type in kin selection theory. That's K-I-N selection theory. And it has a beautiful equation that is, it, and you want to view this equation as sort of a little bit like, you know, gravity, right? Or some kind of fundamental force. It's more biology, but it's like a fundamental force. And what this does is it solves the argument and the debate about, are they white? Oh, are Italians white? You know, and it what it shows is that that's the wrong attitude. You shouldn't be. It's not compartmentalized like that. What it is there's you, and there's how close they are to you. And the further, like Italians are further away from me than the French, and the French are further away from me than
genetic proximity, genetic similarity. Yes,
and it's a nice smooth gradient. And once you have that, it gets because it's basically a bit of a psyop trying to compartmentalize. Ooh, this person's British. They're born in Britain. You know, it's yeah, but they're African. Right, like they might even be a good ally, right? They might be loyal or whatever, right? But like they're, you know. So how do we network? And it also validates people putting their own family first. Like it makes sense that you care about your children more than, you know, your nephews generally, right?
Yeah.
Like as a general strategy, that is, and it's not just what humans are doing. It's what like bacteria are doing. It's what bees are doing. It's what ants are doing. It's what like every living thing on the entire bloody planet is doing. So to claim that it's not the case, just to claim that's what's got, you know, it's just what's going on.
Okay. I've forgotten actually what the original question was, but I'm going to assume that you did answer it in amongst all. Oh, yeah. What do you think about becoming
what a mentor? I think it's dangerous. I think it's obviously dangerous, but I think that we can cope with it by networking worldwide, to give a simple answer. Sorry, I'm a bit hyped up on coffee.
Okay. All right, yeah, coffee is a terrible thing for some people. I've noticed it elsewhere. What was the primary cause of the downfall of the Neanderthals?
I wasn't there, but I'm going to guess that basically, like, environmental change, disease, and they ended up getting just probably wiped out by disease, actually, to be honest, is my best estimation. And also their large prey that they specialize in hunting, just kind of, they over-hunted it. When you have any species in an ecosystem, get severely reduced and start mixing with other nearby groups, like the Scottish wildcat, for example. Like it's like, well, it's not one thing, is it? It's gonna be like, you know, like 50 different little tiny things that have all contributed.
All right. Have you been reading any books lately?
I've been reading a few books, but none of them really. You know, a lot of them were just really boring stuff, like car maintenance books, and just yeah, so I haven't had time to really read anything final, intellectually stimulating. So boring stuff, just work stuff, just yeah, so move on. Thank you for asking though.
All right, out of all the European nations, which has contributed most to Christian culture?
Which has contributed most to Christian culture? To define Christian culture, I mean, Italy, Rome, I guess.
Well, that's what I would have said, but I'm not sure if that's my layman's guess, but I don't know if it's accurate.
I mean, each church contributes to Christian culture. If to be literal about it, every church is a little hub of social activity and adds to the culture. So it's like, you know, it's not about which country. And if you ask which church, that would, you know, it also would be a bit of a blurry question. You know, when one church does this, one church does that, the churches add to Christian culture. And there's a lot of churches going down in Europe. I think Europe's not going to, I'm not sure Europe ever be like the Christendom before World War I and II. I think things never, my calculations say it never happened again. I could be wrong, but I don't have high hopes for that. And I think we should salvage the best parts of Christianity as best we can. I think we should salvage it and be like, what's good about it? And I think also, like, when I, you know, maybe it's the demonic tinted glasses, but like when I see a church with beautiful statues, I'm reminded of Greek statues that had like realistic carvings as well. So I see it as like a European thing of making really realistic carvings. I don't see that as a Christian, even though it's a church, even though it's like Mother Mary or whatever. Like, I see that as just the latest expression of European sophisticated culture. So that's how I view it.
All right.
Good question. Interesting questions. Keep them rolling. I can keep spinning them out. It's super good.
Okay. So what you're saying is free movement of people means that people from areas like North Africa will come into Europe and eventually dominate it. And open borders globalists are total dumbasses.
Open borders globalists think they can just pump and dump Europe, and this, and to some of them can. Like, I don't think the Rothschilds are hurting for cash. And Lord Rothschild explicitly said that, you know, the creation of a certain state was the most important thing to ever happen in human history, which I disagree with. The most important thing is the Industrial Revolution, because it pushed the human race to 7 billion people. So that is the most important thing in human history. And any other view just doesn't seem to click with me, to be honest. That's what I think of that. I think that basically, like, I think that they, as they, I think this, as they just, if they're going to, if, how can I say it? Like, see, some people have difficulty looking into the abyss, as Nietzsche would say, right? When I look into the abyss, I laugh and it laughs back. I have no qualms in, like, seeing myself for what I think we all are. I think we're the dominant, like, super predator race of this planet. And I mean, like, the human species, like, all of them, all of the races, right? Like, if you take a step back and try and actually describe what a human being, a basic human being's body is capable of, and you really actually realize what you are, you realize that you were, you know, luckily born into whatever, into one of the most powerful creatures that have ever existed. Like, we have fucking hands, man. Look at that. It's crazy. Like wolves in Canada could be watching a human being run around in circles. And if they could speak in English or think in English, they'd say to themselves, oh, super predator. Oh, top dominant predator. Why are you running around in circles, wasting energy to fight prey? What are you doing? And he'd look to his right to see his other wolf brethren. And the other wolf, he'd be like, what is he doing? What is he doing? And he'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what the human is doing. What is he doing? Right? Like we can, our night vision can see a single candlelight 2 miles away at nighttime. We can outrun a horse at long distance running, by the way. And that's true because you have more stamina. So at long distance, you will outrun a horse. Right?
I'll take your word for it.
No, people have done it. Like, if it's a long enough distance, because the human body is so efficient and has such good stamina, and because you sweat, right, you can actually, you will beat a horse in a race, because a horse will just get exhausted, even without a rider. You will just get exhausted, right? We are amazing super predators. We use weapons, we use tools. Like, we are the demon, right? Like the other animals fear us. If you really get into their minds as best you can, you'd realize we are the super dominant super predators. Us being nice is like the exception. Right. Like, us being nice is something that I think the women encourage us to do for with good reason. And so, you know, if I said several million lions are going to flood Europe, obviously there's going to be an increase in the number of cat scratches. Right. That's kind of what it is. And so I don't underestimate, like, arrogance. I view all humans as dominant super predators, that all the other creatures, like, they can't even comprehend how dangerous we are. They can't even comprehend it.
Right. Okay. Will humans ever colonize Mars?
If we don't go extinct, yes.
Right.
We would terraform Mars, that's right.
All right. Ever thought about sea exploration?
Sea exploration is incredibly important. Sea exploration is something we should definitely get on top of. We need to know what the hell is going on down there, because we are the super dominant super predators of this planet, and we start acting like we're not retarded. So we need to look after the planet. I'm a little bit, not full eco, whatever, but like, we do need to invest heavily in finding it and clean the ocean. There's that kid, that 20-year-old guy is like doing a project, fully supporting, to clean the ocean garbage patches. But yeah, we need to have exploration, because that shit's awesome. We need to know what's down there. Like, it's where you get your oxygen from. Do you like oxygen woes?
I'm fairly keen on it, yeah.
Yeah, I am too. I quite like oxygen, funnily enough. And most of the oxygen comes from the ocean. So,
I thought it came from trees, isn't it?
Yeah, no, about a third. Well, they're having problems too. So I'm quite keen on on having oxygen as a super predator to another. I think it's part of my game plan, breathing. So, yeah, of course we can bloody well look after the environment. Greta's right about that, even if she's an annoying spork rat who just, oh my God, what a psyop that was. Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, I know. I don't want to get into that just now. Best video game of the past 10 years?
Oh, don't ask me that question. At least pick a genre. Oh, man. If I had to pick the best video game of all time, my favorite one, the one that's closest to my heart, is something me and Count Dankula would be friends about, and that's EVE Online. EVE Online is the most life-enriching game because it's also the hardest. And it's the most of like real life, and you have to have social relationships with people based on trust and you know, paying people and just all that kind of good stuff that is actually useful in real life. It has a realistic economic system that it got awards for. Like, it's just, I think EVE Online, if people people shouldn't just game their lives away, obviously that's not good, but you know, don't do that. Like, that's dumb. But like, if I had to pick one game that I had to play if I was like paralyzed or something, and they could give me a hospital bed game or something, it would definitely, that second thought, be EVE Online forever. That's why I would play. It's life enriching.
All right. Will we have to move to Mars if Europe and America become globalist?
That is a silly question. That is a sillier question because what we have to do is we have to be a bit like the Buddhists, and we have to make our culture portable so that no matter where we are, no matter what we're surrounded by, we preserve our culture and our identity. And you know, that is a really good way of doing it. Like right now, there are civil servants watching the airways, right? Watching the airspace of Britain and every country in Europe to make sure that some asshole from some other country isn't sending a nuke, right? They are watching it 24/7, right? The kind of atomorphin fantasy of the world being destroyed and some kind of crazy city burning hellscape, right, is what all of these civil servants are going to try and avoid, right? And the psyop of trying to get sucked into that is obviously nonsense. And also, it's unlikely to be what's going to happen. What's going to happen is just things are going to get more expensive, and it'll be kind of a slow grind down. With certain areas, like in Sweden, certain areas are really nice. Other areas have constant grenade attacks. So you kind of cope by moving away from the grenade attacks.
That is quite flighting, though. But anyway, let's ignore that. Do you believe in aliens?
I think that the probability that if you do the math and the numbers of how many stars are actually just in the galaxy and in the universe at large, the maths are pretty clear that this almost certainly, other life forms out there. Just because there's just so many Earth.
That's what it's always seemed to me, that the likelihood that we're the only intelligent life form.
But the likelihood that they give a shit about us is minuscule. Do you care about the ants near the M25?
No.
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 No one cares. No one cares about us. And also, if you look at our position, like we're on like the tail end of a galactic arm of a smaller galaxy that in itself is on the tail end of a galactic cluster, which itself is not near the center of the biggest congregation of galaxies. So we're not even at the M25. We're like in Aberdeen.
All right. Okay. Here's another question. Will Antarctica be made inhabitable and covered in cities by the end of this century? Maybe hardcore geoengineering.
I don't know how I don't know what the geo weather predictions are like, but I do know that they're not looking great. If they're real, and you have to be a scientist, you know what we're talking about. And I do think there's a lot of evidence that the planet is warming up. I think the math of it is that every breath of air you take has been through a car engine three times. It's probably going to have an effect on the atmosphere.
But
they're atoms. But it's more the fact what's going on. But the time and scale of it, and also the response of it, so therefore it's Europe's problem. Why not these other countries? Aren't they causing more pollution than us?
Well, possibly, but I mean, we'd have to put that to Greta. And she refused to come on Millennials. So,
yeah. I wonder what her boyfriend thinks, you know? Maybe she's got some boyfriends. Yeah. That'll be a...
Maybe.
I'm sure he's another teenager with a... Lead us to safety. And he'll cry on camera as well. Because crying teenage girls, that really makes people feel like they should be organized. And that's a leader you can get behind.
Yes. Should we take in aliens from space if they immigrate legally?
I don't know. I mean, are they alive? Do they live? I don't know, mate. You tell me. It's the next question.
Do you have any political views?
Very good question.
Now, be careful here, Nightmares, all right?
Be careful. Why, of all the people you've had on this show, you tell me to be careful. Bloody hell, not Mark Collette. No. Nightmares. I'm actually kind of apolitical. I'm a ludologist. I study gaming. I study games kind of like in a scientific manner, and I have a sense of humor. And I don't mind being entertaining and really silly. That's me. I'm actually really apolitical. I think that the whites, some of the things the left-wing whites say actually make total sense to me now and again. But, you know, not when they're being totally mental, and not when they're being racist towards their own people, but certainly when they talk about, like, certain economic things. I don't really see it that way. Like, I'll show you something I think, though. Like, let me just get the screen sharing thing to work. Whilst you're doing that, get the next question going, please. Thank you. You're muted, by the way, mate.
Oh, sorry. You want the screen sharing thing? Sorry, here we go.
I haven't got it working. Give me a sec, mate. I'm trying to sort something out. Clicking button. Next question, mate.
Hold on a sec. What would you say to a climate change shill?
What would I say to a climate change shill? I say they're not helping. Like, just let that. Like, it's clearly something you have to be a bloody expert at. You clearly have to involve like computer simulations to know what the hell's going on. You have to have like degrees and expertise in it. Like, some things people like know what they're talking about on the ground level. Common sense is really important. Like, you have to listen to people's common sense. Otherwise, you just don't. You need common sense to realize you need to listen to common sense, right? But, like, surely, you know, do you really think you know better than a doctor about a certain chemical that you want to take, or do you want to have homeopathy, right? Like, there's also that scientific angle as well. And they've got access to satellites and all sorts of really high-resolution data. They've got access to the supercomputers, Like, if as long as you find the people who know what they're chatting about, then yeah. But it's more what you can do. It's like, well, what is supposed to be done about it then? Right? If this is a real problem, right, then surely we need to, I don't know, work together to sort it out. And surely multiculturalism with its chaos and its madness and its infighting, and it's like these people who are loyal to their in-groups, even if those in-groups are abroad, and all of this madness, surely those kind of like far left extremist kind of basically anti-white excuses are going to hinder our ability to sort things out. Like, sure, like, and you could get to the point that it's like, because you spent $100 billion on refugees, you didn't spend $100 billion on getting the technology that would stop Africa becoming so hot they have to come here, right? But that's the kind of rational logic that doesn't really go very well, because it would seem to be a bit of a setup, in my opinion. It's the bloody weather. Is there any part of politics or life that the weather at a large scale doesn't affect? Like, it's so easy when you're talking about like the climate that it affects agriculture, it affects economy, it affects where you want to go on bloody holiday. Like, isn't, what does it not affect?
And then evolution, of course.
And so it becomes an excuse. If someone says, well, we've got to do this because of climate change, they're just giving themselves a blank check. All right, so now what we're really talking about is not climate change. We don't talk about climate change. You're talking about power. You're talking about how does power work. That's what you're talking about. And so if you want to talk about power, not climate change, you want to talk about power, that's an interesting conversation.
All right. Final question. Do you
final?
Well, we've been going for an hour and I'm exhausted.
Fair enough, mate.
Do you always have disco lights in your room? They look cool.
No, I did it for you, Wesley. Special night, special party night.
Okay, I'll give you the solo there.
Somebody jiff this.
All right, excellent. Okay, I'll take us back to the standard layout. So, excellent. Well, that was quite an exciting and strange and surreal stream, Nightmare. So thank you very much for treating my audience to that.
That's all right, mate. Which, if you want to have me on more regularly to discuss some of these things, or like, and if you could maybe set up a thing where I, you know, have a chat with Count Dankula or Sargoyev Kakar, that would be fantastic. It would be lovely.
Well,
I challenge them both. It would be fun.
All right. I'll try to get them in touch with you.
All right, mate.
All right. In the meantime, I'll leave it at that. We've got tomorrow night, let me see, three people. Laura Tyler. I might mispronounce his name. I think it's Garaud. I think, yeah, okay, Murphy. And then, hopefully, Orwell and Good. So that's only three tomorrow night, but, well, there we are. All right. So
Thank you for having me on. Well, it's much appreciated.
All right, that was Nightmares, back from the early days of Millennial. And I'm sure it was quite a unique experience. So thank you very much. And thank you, Kat, for making its cameo. It was quite entertaining.
Yeah, well. Oh, well. You have a plan and then a cat jumps in you.
I know. All right, so this was Nightmares. And this is Millennial is nearly over. So I'll see you tomorrow night. But in the meantime, good night.
Good night.
All right.